Om Shanti. Becoming ignorant of the West. Brahmin life is the most elevated life in this cycle, because we are receiving sustenance of God directly. After receiving the sustenance of God, if someone is not really enjoying this Brahmin life, the reason of that would be having waste thoughts or negative thoughts. Because on one hand, we are doing lot of efforts for receiving power from Baba. But on the other hand, we are losing so much energy through the waste thoughts and negative thoughts. And because of having that leakage, there won't be accumulation of powers in our life. And that is why we are not really enjoying this Brahmin life. In this season, Baba has said that, give me one gift. I want one gift from you. The gift of reason. Give me the reason. Gift of reason. Because of having reason in our mind, we are losing our valuable treasures. We are wasting the treasure of thought, treasure of breath, and treasure of thought, power, and treasure of time. This invaluable treasures we are wasting because of having the reason in our mind. This is the time of rising, upliftment. At present time, we are having four type of the thoughts in our mind. pure thoughts through which we are receiving energy. Negative thoughts or impure thoughts through which we are losing so much energy. And third is waste thoughts through which we are wasting so much energy. And fourth one is thoughts for performing action through which we are using little by little energy. Now, if we would like to uplift our stage from 0 degree, celestial degree, till the 16 degrees, celestial degrees, we have to stop waste thoughts. Or we have to transfer waste thoughts in a useful thoughts through the churning of knowledge. And secondly, we must transfer negative thoughts in a positive thoughts, impure thoughts in a pure thoughts, by maintaining soul conscious stage and soul consciousness vision. Then automatically we could observe the rise, upliftment in our stage. When you are completely free from the impure thoughts, and having sometimes little waste thoughts, it means you are having the silver age stage. You become free from impure thoughts. And if you are always having pure thoughts and positive thoughts and powerful thoughts, it means you are having golden age stage. In golden age, in 1250 years, we are using only 2 celestial degrees. We reach from 16 to 14. Why? Because of having always pure thoughts, and thoughts for performing actions. We are using very little energy. And same situation is happening in a silver age. We are having always pure thoughts and thoughts for performing action. That's why we are using only 2 degrees, celestial degrees. From 14, we are reaching 12. But when we are entering in a copper age, and because of having mild attack of Maya, we are having little impure thoughts, negative thoughts, and little waste thoughts. That is why the ratio of using powers is increasing. We reach from 12 to 8 degrees. And when we enter in a copper age, because of serious attack, severe attack of Maya, we are always having negative thoughts, impure thoughts, waste thoughts, thoughts pop up from action. That is why we are reaching from 8 to nearly 0. Now, if we really would like to uplift our stage, anyhow we have to stop this leakage of waste and negative thoughts. We have to become ignorant of the waste. We are suffering lot because of having, we are suffering lot in this confluence age. There are 10 points regarding this aspect. First point. Waste has no existence. Waste is just because of the absence of positivity. Waste has no existence. If we would have powerful thoughts and positive thoughts, then automatically waste thoughts disappear. Mind is ours. Soul is the master of our mind. We can create whatever the type of the thoughts in my mind I want. That is why I must sit on the throne of self-respect. And I must create always positive thoughts and powerful thoughts. Then automatically waste will disappear. Second point, waste degrades me. This is the time of upliftment, this is the time of rising, upgrading me. But if I would have waste, then automatically that waste degrades me. Third point is, waste is not my religion. In this world, The people have full determination for following their religion. West is not my religion. That is why I must be determined in my religion. It means I must get free from this waste anyhow. Fourth point, waste can make me worst. Waste can make me worst. If I have lots of waste, my stays will not be good. My stays would be worst. And because of having lots of waste, my stays can burst at any time. That is why I really want to be a beast and for having best stage, I must become free from this waste. Fifth point is, waste weakens me. My stays will become weak and weak and weak. If somebody is not physically healthy, he is not able to enjoy his life. There won't be smile on his face. Happiness won't be there in his life. Because of not having good physical health. And because of having waste, if I won't be spiritually or mentally healthy, I will not be able to enjoy this Brahmin life. There is a saying, health, wealth and happiness. I must be spiritually healthy, spiritually wealthy, then only I can experience ever happiness in my life. That is why I must get free from this waste at any cost. If I really would like to be a mentally healthy, spiritually healthy, I have to become the ignorant of waste. Sixth point is, waste is a barrier in our spiritual journey. Waste is a barrier. If you are running your car on a highway, your journey would be comfortable and you can reach in a less time at your destination. But if you are driving your car on bumpy road, where lots of bumpers would be there, the journey would be painful, journey will not be comfortable. That is why for having smooth spiritual journey, I must get free from the barriers of waste. Seventh point. Waste takes me away from Baba and from family. Waste takes me away from Baba and family. If I would have waste thoughts in my mind, instead of having yoga, if I have waste thoughts in my mind, I could feel away from Baba. I would feel distance in between Baba and myself. Because waste thoughts distract me from Baba, takes me away from Baba. And even in this godly family, no one would like me. They won't like me. If you have very good stage of yoga, everybody would love you. Everybody would have respect for you. That is why, if you have really waste thoughts, waste words and waste actions, you could feel away from Baba. At the point, waste bring the health of the soul down. Waste brings the health of the soul down. Because of having, we can experience downfall. Because of having waste, we could experience downfall in our life. We won't be happy. As much our spiritual income is increasing in this Brahmin life, the level of our happiness is increasing automatically. And because of having waste, we are not having spiritual income. We are losing spiritual income. Ninth reason is, by seeing all above points, let me say no more waste. Baba has said once, the treasure of the time is the most valuable treasure in this confluence age, among all treasures. And because of having waste, we are wasting our life, we are wasting our time. And tenth reason is that Baba has said once, if you avoid waste, you will receive award. If you avoid waste, you will receive award. How? Because we are all in this spiritual race. And if you are avoiding waste, then automatically you can progress very well and you can be a winner or you can be a victorious in this spiritual journey. And you can get award from Baba. In our Brahmin life, two powers are very important powers. Realization power and transformation power. At every step, these two powers we need for progressing well. Realization power and transformation power. Realization power is related with the knowledge subject, and transformation power is related with the yoga subject. And as much our the power of realization is increasing, I must have realization that this is the time of becoming ignorant of waste. This is the time, need of this time. Why we are not getting realization about certain things? Because our real eye is not open fully. The eye of our intellect. This is our real eye. As much this real eye is getting open, then automatically our realization power is increasing gradually and gradually. That is why for becoming ignorant of waste, churning must be your hobby. You must feed powerful food of Murli to your mind. Then automatically your churning power will increase. What is Murli? What is Murli? Murli is just collection of powerful and positive thoughts of Baba. Murli is a collection of powerful and positive thoughts of Baba. Rich spiritual food. Highly rich spiritual food. We must feed that healthy food to our mind. Then automatically our mind can become healthy, powerful. Then automatically our mind can create always pure thoughts and positive thoughts and powerful thoughts. We can become free from the waste automatically. If your mind is empty, if you are not feeding food to your mind, then empty mind can think about waste. You must have full controlling power and ruling power over your mind and intellect. Then automatically you can become ignorant of waste. Baba always giving the signal about the time. Why? In this season, in every Murli, Baba had given the signal about the time. Because on the basis of the treasure of time, we can receive others' treasures from Baba. And we can become full with all the treasures in this confluence age. Baba has said once, those souls are having sharp intellect, divine intellect, clear intellect, pure intellect. They are always giving importance to this valuable time. They are always using this invaluable treasure of time very economically. And those souls have dull intellect. They are not giving importance to their time. They are just wasting their time in mundane task. And as much as I am really becoming free from the waste, I can experience lightness in this Brahman life. The waste is like a burden. Waste is like a burden on our head. As much we are becoming free from this burden of waste, we are experiencing lightness, blissfulness, ever happiness in our life automatically. Because we are receiving these treasures from Baba as a gift, as a blessings. And if we are wasting these treasures, we feel burden on our head. Every second of this confluence age is saying, please have a shake hand with God. Shake hand with God. The hand of intellect. Would be in the hand of intellect of Baba. And as much we are maintaining connection with Baba, that much collection of powers would be there. And as much collection of powers would be there in your life, you can be able to donate that powers to many souls, then automatically many souls elect you. Election, proper election would be there. Elect you. They will give you regard and respect. And after election, there would be selection by God. Oh, you are a great soul, you are a great child. There would be selection by God. That is why we must maintain connection with Baba. This is the time of experiencing flying stage. When we would have this type of the flying stage, then only we can reach to our destination or perfection in a time. And Baba had given signal of become free from the laziness. In this confluence, become free from laziness. We must be easy. This is a good quality. We must be light. We must keep others also light. This is a quality. But while living easy, we must not be a lazy. And if you really would like to overcome laziness in your Brahmin life, always immerse one scene in front of you. Scene of spiritual race. 900,000 horses are running in this spiritual race. And you are also involved in that race. All Baba children are involved in this spiritual race. This is a worldwide race, spiritual race. Not only your country wise, Australia wise or England wise, but this is a worldwide spiritual race. And what is the quality of the horse? The one who is involved in this spiritual race? What is the quality of the horse, race horse? Activeness and alertness. As much active and alertness would be there, that type of the horse is selected in this race. Free from laziness. Baba mentioned about Brahma Baba. At the age of 93, Brahma Baba was very active and very alert. In the same way, we must follow Brahma Baba in that aspect. And automatically we would become the ignorant of this West. As much there is a praise of power of knowledge, there is a praise of power of yoga. Day by day, in our life, these two powers must increase simultaneously. If you really would like to become a winner in this spiritual race, these two powers must increase in your life. Power of knowledge and power of yoga. Gradually in your life. As much we are understanding the secrets of Baba's Murli, our stage is becoming lighthouse stage. Always light. Because the light of knowledge is increasing in your intellect. Your stage would be the lighthouse stage. And as much you are practicing yoga, receiving powers from Baba, your stage would be like a might house stage. If your stage would be lighthouse and might house stage, then automatically you can experience angelic stage naturally in your life. And always compare three things. If you really would like to uplift your stage, always keep on comparing three things in your life. Which are those? My earning must be maximum My spending must be minimum. Then automatically my saving would be maximum. My saving must increase gradually and gradually. If your earning is maximum, but your spending is also maximum, through waste and through negativity, you are spending lots of energy, then there won't be saving maximum. This is the time of increasing saving account, increasing the treasure of powers and virtues. And if you really would like to become a prompt for the homework which Baba had given us regarding the drill of incorporeal stage and drill of angelic stage, if you maintain chart for that, that would be much helpful for you. If you maintain chart, hourly chart, that will help you a lot. Because chart is increasing the power of attention of the soul. Attention power is increasing gradually and gradually. Then you can get full benefit of that blessing. And while being here in Madhuban, January month is coming. Very close. January month is very close. If you really, really would like to enjoy your stay in Madhuban, if you really, really would like to have a wonderful experiences in your stay in Madhuban, do one practical experiment. Which is that? You just experience all the time as your shadow is following you, in the same way Brahma Baba is following you. He is always with you in angelic form. He never leaves you alone. You are a very lovely child. He is always taking care of you. He is a lovely mother. He is a very good caretaker. He is always with you. He is not only always with you, but He is giving sakas, some support to yourself also. And by the help of Baba, you are really enjoying your angelic stays easily while being in this Madhuban. Wonderful experiences you will get. You are not alone. While walking, while sitting, while doing any task, you always experience Baba is with you in angelic form. especially on 18 January, we are experiencing this experiment. But now on, we have to experience this. We must feel Baba's presence, Baba's company. Then automatically you would feel free from this waste also. Baba has said that this is the time of becoming the authority of experiences. You have to become the authority of experiences. This is the need of this time. If you have lots of spiritual experiences with you, if you become the authority of many experiences, spiritual experiences, then only your stage will be unshakable. In future, there would be many problems in our life. But while being in that situation, we can maintain unshakable stage. If you really would have lots of experiences, spiritual experiences with you. As much experiences will increase in your life, that much maturity is also will increase in your life. You must have the authority of having more or less 8 aspects. Authority of the experience. 8 experiences. 1. Having the authority of being in a Paramdham as a point of light. Paramdham is our original home, is our original home, is our true home. You must claim your right on your home by being there. Whenever you want, you just immerse yourself as a point of light in a Paramdham, in a soul world. You must have that authority. Authority means command. Authority means perfection. Authority means grip. Authority means becoming master. Authority means becoming expert. Second experience, you must have the authority of being in an angelic world. In this confluence age, which is our home? What is your title? Brahma Kumar so and so. Brahma Kumari so and so. Daughter of Brahma Baba. Child of Brahma Baba. It means wherever your father is living, Brahma, that is your home. At present, our father is living in subtle world. That's why that is my home. That is why I must immerse there in the angelic form, and I must enjoy that feeling of that angelic world. I must have experiences of different relationship with Baba in that angelic world. Third authority. Authority of being in a golden age, heaven. Baba explained everything about heaven, how heaven would be. That is why in a subtle level, just immerse you in the form of deity and just go in that angelic heaven, in that golden age world, be in that palace, walk there gently, walk in garden, and enjoy this happiness of 16 degrees pure elements. Be there and experience your golden age world. Create that golden age samskaras. Fourth experience, authority of being in soul consciousness stage. Whenever you want, wherever you want to be in your true form, in corporeal form, soul conscious stage, in a second, you must be able to be in that right consciousness, true consciousness, real consciousness. In a second, you must be in that stage. Fifth, authority of visualizing Baba and being with Baba in a second. Whenever you want to visualize Baba form, you must have that authority. Whenever you want to experience Baba's company, powerful company, powers from Baba, in a second you must experience that. If you have that ability, it means you have authority on that experience. Sixth. Authority of having the experiences with God, different relationship with Baba. You must experience any relationship with Baba, any time in angelic world. And you must fill your heart with true godly love. Next, authority of being in angelic stage. Whenever you want to be in your angelic form, angelic stage, you can experience that. It means you have authority by being in that angelic stage, angelic form. And the next is authority of having service through the mind. experiences of having service to the mind. Because in future, very soon in future, there would be only service through the mind. Service through the word, service through the action will not be anymore. There would be only service through the mind. That's why you must have authority of doing service through the mind. In this way, you must have the authority on different experiences. Many souls are coming to Baba. They are staying with Baba for a few years. And after a few years, they are going away from Baba. Why? They are coming to Baba, they are being with Baba, staying with Baba a few years and then going away. The reason of that is not having the experiences, spiritual experiences in life, lack of having experiences. Those souls are having lots of experiences, they are always being with Baba. They are always enjoying their life. They never feel bored. On the basis of having different experiences, they are always enjoying, they are always maintaining interest, creating zeal and enthusiasm. Maintaining zeal and enthusiasm all the time. And those souls are having authority on experiences, they can give the inspirations to many souls and they can get lots of blessings. They can earn real income of receiving blessings from many souls. When they share their experience with others, other souls can get courage and confidence for having such type of the experiences. And they are moving forward. They are progressing well. And those souls are having really authority on experiences, they never waste their time and energy in gossip in this confluence age. They are always busy in self-progress. They are always having chit-chat or discussion regarding only self-progress. And everybody loves them. Everybody likes to be in their company. And as much the wealth of experiences is increasing in our life, that much happiness and enthusiasm it would be automatically on our face. Automatically. Your face would be full with happiness, full with enthusiasm. Just like that laukik people, they have laukik wealth, they have laukik intoxication on their face. I am wealthy person. In the same way, as much the wealth of spiritual experience is increasing in your life, that much your face is becoming blossoming. Enthusiasms and intoxication would be there on your face. I have lots of spiritual wealth. Your face can show that. Now let us have the deep experience of powerful yoga for a few moments. Om Shanti. In this bodily showcase, I, the soul, is showpiece in this bodily showcase. In this bodily cottage, I, the soul tapasvi, is sitting in this bodily cottage. In this bodily box, I, the soul, is a living diamond. Spreading the light of different powers. I am a wonderful star. There are stars in the sky. I am a wonderful star on this world globe. Spreading divine light all around me. How fortunate am I? That God has selected me as His instrument out of millions and millions of souls. How fortunate am I? Sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying upwards beyond this world globe far beyond of sun and moon and stars. Oh, how wonderful is this world of angels. I, the soul, adopt the grace of angels, a grace of divine light. How beautiful is this my angelic form? Oh, the emperor of angels, Brahma Baba. Is present in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My dearest dad, Shiva Baba is also present in here. Shiva Baba is giving me love-filled drishti through the eyes of Brahma Baba to me. Oh, the soul become lost, deeply lost in ocean of love. Enjoying super sensitive joy, of divine light. And flying upwards, how wonderful is this soul world. It is a world of golden, reddish, divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. Incredibly beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. He is the most beautiful being in this world. I am just enjoying his beauty. He is my whole world. I feel madly in the love with you, Baba. And experience oneness with Baba. Combined with Baba. I really love you, Baba. I like you, Baba. I live in your heart and you live in my heart. In the world of my heart, you are the only one, Baba. Baba is the son of knowledge. It's unlimited source of spiritual energy. It's an ocean of powers. I am receiving unlimited shower of powers. on me. I am receiving and receiving tremendous powers from Baba. My sins are burning in the fire of yoga. I become light and happy. Receive lots of power from you, Baba. I have one more sweet desire, Baba. That there must be a constantly burning lamp of your love in the temple of my heart, Baba. So I, the soul, can sing the songs of your greatness at every second of this confluence is Baba. Oh.